Welcome to the Creative Life Story Work podcast, where we explore how a creative approach to life story work can help children and young people who are in care make sense of their past and build a brighter future. A new model for life story work is being rolled out in the northeast of England, and this podcast shares the latest learning and investigates how it could help improve the lives of care-experienced children and young people across the country. My name is Dawn Williams and I am an associate at Blue Cabin, one of the partners on this exciting work in the region. Today we are exploring how Blue Cabin and Darlington Virtual School have been collaborating to deliver creative activities which has relationship building at the heart. And I'm really, really delighted to welcome to our podcast studio two guests who have been instrumental in steering this work. Owain Davis is an education officer at Darlington Virtual School, and Lucy Ridley, our very own Blue Cabin associate and freelance theatre practitioner. A very warm welcome to both of you this morning. Hello.
Hi, Dawn.
Hello, and thank you. Hi.
Lovely to have you here. Owain, I wanted to ask you the first question, because when I first heard the word virtual school, in my head, I thought it was some sort of an online academy that children logged online to. I was quickly put right, but I wondered if you could give us a better description of the virtual school.
Absolutely. It's a really good question, because I think, you know, particularly based on the fact we've had COVID, we've had lots of children and young people learning from home during that time. You know, it's, you hear the words virtual school and you would automatically assume, ah, it's an organisation that delivers lessons online. But it's not the case. It's virtual schools are essentially part of the local authority, and every local authority in England particularly will have a virtual school. And the role of virtual schools, in a nutshell, it's about promoting the achievement and the well-being of children and young people in care. But, you know, wider than that, there are lots of other strands of work that we do. Primarily, it's working with schools. It's working with our children and young people and their carers and their social worker to ensure, really, that everything that they need to support their education, to support their socio-emotional well-being, is in place. And we are kind of the element in the local authority that kind of spans education and social care, and kind of, I suppose, provides that link between those two things. But we are one part of a multi-agency team that you know, works with and for our children and young people to make sure that, you know, their educational outcomes can be comparable to their peers that aren't care experienced. You know, the impact of being in care, being a child with a social worker, you know, it's huge in terms of the outcomes that we see in the data. So that's what we do. But wider than that, you know, we provide advice and guidance to all sorts, you know, other professionals, schools. We offer training to other institutions, you know, and it's all around that core aim of you know, raising the narrative of trauma-informed practice, if you like, making sure approaches and strategies within schools, within colleges are meeting the needs of our children and young people.
Thank you, Owain. So that's an absolutely huge brief. But Lucy, I wondered if you wanted to say something. Owain talked about working in partnership with a wide range of partners, and Blue Cabin has certainly been privileged to be one of those partners working alongside the virtual school. And I wondered whether you, as the person managing that, wanted to say a bit about the type of work we've been involved in with the virtual school in Darlington.
I'd love to, Dawn. Don't tell them, but Darlington Virtual School is one of my favourite projects.
We've said it now.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. We're recording.
I didn't hear anything.
No. So I came on board, gosh, you think, before the world turned upside down and there was such a thing called COVID. So to work in one of the projects at that point was working with the virtual, with Darlington Virtual School. And coming together to offer activity for children and young people and their trusted adults as part of a holiday program. So to begin with, unfortunately, because of COVID, we couldn't deliver face-to-face activities. So we had to throw everything up in the air and come up with new models and ways of working, which involved sending packs out. It involved delivering sessions online. It involved sending activity books out in the post until we could actually be in a physical space together to dream up opportunities that care experienced children, young people and their adults could come together to take part in creative projects, which have often involved watching performances, have involved taking part in creative activities together, and always involve a hot chocolate at the end. It's like become my signature trademark, hasn't it, Owain? When's the hot chocolate coming in the biscuits?
Yeah.
And Owain, what has your experience been of some of these Blue Cabin activities? I know that you've had a role in some All About Me sessions, but I wondered, with your role as education officer, where you see this work, creative work, supporting the relationship building with the child and the child and their trusted adult. What's your experience of that been?
First and foremost, it's been absolutely fantastic. I think a really great part of what virtual schools can offer is those really positive opportunities and activities that go beyond school. You know, I think, you know, with the aim of kind of raising achievement, promoting progress, thinking about well-being, you know, it's those additional opportunities that children and young people can access that you know they just add that extra thing there. It's that breadth of opportunity. You know, yes, we focus a lot in school in terms of that support there, but having the activities and opportunities that we've been able to kind of engage with Blue Cabin and our young and children, young people with, it's been absolutely wonderful.
And I think I've noticed what you've commented on, staff within the virtual school, Owain, is that actually that opportunity to see those young people in a different way, to be able to make a film with them, to be able to make a puppet after we've seen a show that's included puppetry in it, and that actually to be able to sit and work with those young people in a different way and physically as well, because I know a lot of your meetings have been happening, particularly during COVID, were online, etc. So actually to be able to sit next to that young person and get to know them in a different way. I know you've talked about that, and I know other staff in the virtual school have talked about that.
And that's such a key, isn't it? You know, in knowing your children and young people and understanding them better, seeing them, you know, take part in these things. I think when you talk about relational aspect of things, building relationships, sharing positive experiences together, that's absolutely amazing for us. But seeing that happening between the children, young people and their carers, their parents who've attended together, it's such a wonderful opportunity for that dedicated time for them to be together, to come to these lovely events have these experiences together. You know, shared experience is so important, and to have that as an aspect of what we can offer as a virtual school with, you know, your support, your involvement. It's so important. It is all about promoting that progress, that achievement, and that social emotional well-being. But all of that stuff doesn't just happen in school, and having this part of what we can offer, it is so valuable, and you can see the value that it has for our children and young people and their parents or carers that come. It's such a positive experience. I think when you talked about, you know, privilege before, Dawn, about working with the virtual school, I think it goes absolutely the other way too. You know, it's a privilege working with Blue Cabin and having that partnership and being able to have that as part of our offer. It's great.
Lucy, I wondered if you wanted to say a bit about what Blue Cabin's learning about how we bring that work together, what needs to be in place for this work to happen for some of the artists that we're working with, but also things about the spaces that we choose to work in, whether that's online or face-to-face, because there's a huge amount that is being brought to the sessions that we're doing with the virtual schools.
So we're very keen for the activity, when it's happening face-to-face, to happen, obviously we're working in Darlington, so happening in cultural spaces in Darlington, so that there's that connection there for the children and young people and the adults. And we're finding actually that people haven't been to these spaces. So that's been an important part of this is you know, letting people know that these are here, they're welcoming, they're wonderful creative spaces to come to with us, and then hopefully beyond our project and building those relationships for life. So the thought in that, and the thought also in terms of who the artists are, who's coming together, working together. I've been building a model of co-delivery between the artists so that it isn't just one artist working with a group, it's two artists. And what does that mean? Who are these two artists? How do they work together? How do they support the young people and the adults in the space, and hence supporting those relationships to be built? Because within that group, we have a lot of diversity of who's in that space. We might have foster carers, we might have kinship carers, we might have birth parents there, we might have people having contact time. So it's quite a diverse group of people with different needs as well. But actually I've found, and hopefully Orwine will agree, that it's been a very inclusive, welcoming space, and everybody has felt, whatever their circumstances are, that they should be there and they're welcomed into that space to be together, to make and create. And also another thing that I'm quite passionate about is the resources that we're using are always high quality, lots of them, and that young people can take them home as well, and maybe continue an activity at home or have more resources to continue that, to show other people, to take into contact time. And I know we've had some really lovely feedback around that, where they've been able to go into a contact time following our session and then showing birth family members what we've been doing. Let's make this together, let's continue that. And I think that's wonderful.
Did you know that this show is available to listen to on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, and many other platforms? Search Creative Life Story Work wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the great things that we learnt after being forced to work online and send creative packs out, is it's almost like the It's the gift, isn't it? Here's the gift of some really amazing, high quality materials that are yours to keep. You do as much with them in the session as you want, and then you continue afterwards as well. I say this because in one of the projects, I was sent a stash pack with all the kit in it. So I get to understand what that feels like to come through the post or have it delivered to your door. This amazing, beautiful parcel that somebody's put together for you as well. It's really lovely. A wine. I wanted to ask one of the other things that I know that Darlington Virtual School have embraced is using a framework called Arts Award to support the work that's happening in the school. And I wondered if you wanted to say a bit about that, because it's something that Blue Cabin's really interested in working with lots of virtual schools on.
In partnership with Blue Cabin, we were given the opportunity to initially have a consultation about ArtsMark, how, you know, gathering the thoughts and feelings and understanding of children and young people in Darlington in relation to what the arts are. And we came together for a day and essentially through activity, through some guided, fairly short guided sessions with the associate artists that came for the day, we worked with our children and young people to basically explore what they felt the arts were, all about getting their voice, their thoughts and feelings, what they'd like to sort of pursue and explore further in terms of creativity and engaging in arts, and using that to further inform the work that we did, essentially. But through that day, the end point was all of these activities led up to a film being created about this incredible model that they'd built called Arts Town, and within Arts Town incorporated all of their thoughts and feedback that they'd kind of put together over the day. So that was the start point. And then from there, actually, the Darlington Virtual School, we became an arts awards centre. So that allows us to then roll out Arts Award Discover, which is again a kind of program, an award that our children and young people can become involved in, again to sort of further explore their own creativity, their own path into exploring arts, exploring crafts, exploring creativity. And we've at the early stages, but we've had our first session. We did Discover in a Day in Darlington a month or so ago. And again, it was an absolutely wonderful day, another brilliant opportunity for children and young people to get stuck into, to further their own experiences and understanding about the creative arts and culture. And yeah, it was great.
Yeah, great day that we had, and all the young people, they all got a discover, didn't they? Or wine? Did they all pass at the end of it?
They did, and I have to say, they arrived the other week. Last week they came. I saw them for the first time. These certificates that came through from Arts Award, you know, affiliated with Trinity College London, and I tell you what, they look absolutely amazing. And I think, as when we talk about the virtual school, promoting achievement, promoting engagement in positive activities, and again, you know, that well-being aspect, doing something positive, the impact that can have for our children, young people, for any child or young person, getting stuck into something good, you know, great experience. You know, this is the end of that chapter, the end of their Discover bit. You know, they can go on to do others, but it's such an amazing thing at the end of the day. This is something I did. This is recognition and acknowledgement for their efforts, for their engagement, for sharing their their work, their thoughts, their enthusiasm. And it's a lovely thing to get at the end. They're great. I think they'll be very proud of them.
We worked with a filmmaker, didn't we, Orwine? We worked with Laura Dagenham, one of the artists who works with Blue Cabin and does wider work across the region. And I think their stop motion film making that they did, where they made little models, and they were brilliant. And I loved it when one of the young persons started to tell Laura a technique that you could use. I love it when those lines between participant and facilitator merge. Who is who here? And the creations that they made, those little models, were just fantastic. And I think that was meant to be just a short activity, but it turned into a really long activity because the young people really loved it, really got into it, didn't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's, you know, for me, you know, seeing children, young people come into an activity and maybe, you know, they're slightly reticent at the start, a bit shy, and, you know, they're sort of, you might ask them and they're not necessarily particularly forthcoming about, you know, what they're able to do. And then you get this incredible surprise where they get so engaged and engrossed in this activity and their talents and their skill just comes to the fore. And it's the most wonderful, wonderful thing to see. And what they created and the level of sort of concentration and care that they put into this activity was just absolutely fantastic. And you learn so much about the people that you work for and with, you know, when you have that chance to work in that environment and have that time with the children, young people you work for. So it's a wonderful part to validate what we do as well. It's not about us, it's about them, but it's an opportunity for us to see, you know, the possibilities and the potential. It puts that at the forefront of, like, yes, all of this potential and it is there. It's great.
And Orwine, actually, question I was just making me thinking there. Do you then get any feedback from the young people? You know, because for me, I'm only there in those days and those moments, and then I'm planning the next event. But I suppose those, you know, when you might see that young person next, for example, do they still talk about it? Do they still talk about, oh yeah, when we met up and we were working with Laura, or we're working with another artist, do they still talk to you about it?
They do. I think one thing we could do more of, actually, is try and seek feedback a bit more proactively, actually. But certainly within times where I've seen, you know, the children, young people that have come to all of the different events that we've had, I think the fact that they immediately talk about these things, they talk about the experience they had, and the smiles there and the memories coming out through that smile of what they did, what they achieved, how it felt to be part of it. And, you know, it's that just shows the power of these opportunities and these experiences. I think it's so positive. It's a great thing to be part of.
So lovely to hear you describing such joy, your joyful experiences. Lucy, I wondered if there were what are the plans that are in the pipeline that you referred to before that you're always busy thinking about?
Yeah, so looking at other holiday activities. So we've got things in the pipeline for holidays coming up. But picking up from what Orwine's just mentioned in terms of Arts Award. So there was that group of young people that have now achieved Discover. We're looking to perhaps over the summer to think about coming together over a longer period of time to look at Explore, as I think there's a real appetite within those young people to do that. And the summer would be a great time because there's a little bit more capacity in terms of being able to come together and meet over a longer time. But yeah, there's also other holiday activity in the pipeline as well, where we'll bring together children, young people and the adults in their lives to have creative experiences together.
And hot chocolate.
Always. The venue even knows. They even tell me, oh, and there'll be hot chocolate as well, Lucy. Oh yeah, of course.
Of course.
Always there for the hot chocolate. My final question to both of you is just to finish our conversation this morning. I wonder what, if I asked you what a future, what hope do you have for our work together in the future? What would be something that you would hope will happen? If we're sitting in 3 years' time, having another podcast, what do you hope will have happened? What will we have seen? What will we have heard? Lucy,
ooh, would shall you I like, jump in?
Yes, you jump I think, in. I could see yeah, you about to jump in.
Yeah. I think, you know, to continue this brilliant relationship and partnership, which has been ongoing for several years, and to build upon it as well and think about different ways that we can work together. So perhaps more regular activity alongside the holiday activity, looking at cultural venues and places outside of Darlington as well. I think I'm really interested in exploring that further. And also Orwine and I keep talking about food.
We do.
Following
we
on
do.
The themes of the hot chocolate.
I was going to say it's an emerging theme.
Yeah. And Orwine, you used to be a chef.
I did.
Orwine used to be
a chef. I don't know what it means, the fact that I'm no longer a chef. But yes, I was a chef.
You used to be a chef. So, and obviously food features quite heavily in Blue Cabin's work and world. And so I'd like to bring in a more food aspect into our work. So maybe because not everybody wants to take part in creative activity. So maybe an element of some people coming together to make food, and then eating together and things like that. So that's something that I keep talking to Orwine about. And when I found out he was a chef as well, I was like, well, this is, we have to.
Yeah, we need to carry on talking about that, don't we? Yeah, we need to get back on that. Definitely.
I'll pass over to Orwine.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think it's about, you know, continuing. It's about, you know, developing. Why, and when you talk about food, you know, I also kind of start thinking about music. I think about, you know, opportunities for theatre, you know, thinking about all of the associate artists that you work with, you know, bringing all of their different, you know, respective disciplines in and, you know, widening that offer for children and young people in Darlington, you know, trying to broaden the offer of activities and opportunities that are available, and also the regularity of them. I think, you know, in the years to come, it would be, I keep thinking about the idea of opening doors, you know, through the opportunities. And I think it would be wonderful to see, and I'm hopeful of seeing that actually the children and young people that have already been to some of the events that have been put on, you know, that door has been opened and they can carry on that journey in terms of creativity, in terms of exploring arts, their talents, their strengths, their wish to be involved more and more in these sorts of things. And, you know, over time, seeing their strengths and their talents blossom through more opportunities that hopefully will be happening as we go on, you know. Yeah, that's kind of my hope for it all, I think, you know. But I think it's such a valuable part of what we can offer for our children, young people in Darlington. And there's more to explore. There's more to plan. There's more things to do, isn't there? food, music, whatever. Let's just do
better
it.
Better get on with it.
Yeah.
Owain and Lucy, thank you so much for our conversation this morning. Really lovely to take a deeper dive into the world of the virtual school and how we're working in partnership with Blue Cabin. Thank you very, very much. Whether you're a foster carer, someone who has experience of the care system, or you work with children and young people, we hope this episode has given you an insight into how we could make Life Story work better for young people. You can find out more about our show at wearebluecabin.com/podcast, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. You can record and send a direct question or message to the show via the website, or you can tweet us at @WeAreBlueCabin. If you'd like to listen to future episodes, remember to subscribe wherever it is that you usually get your podcasts. And if you're able to leave us a review, please do. It really helps others to find our show. Bye for now.
The theme music on this show is by Madderfan, sourced from Pixabay and used under license. You've been listening to an Anya Media production for Blue Cabin. Find out more at anyamedia.net/podcasts.